I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Two Christians are reportedly among the 200-plus captives freed by ISIS. They join the ranks of at least a million believers who've been driven from their Middle Eastern homes in recent years. While world leaders are overlooking the exodus, you can do something about it. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission.
At Christian Aid Mission, we're continually sending funds to those mission boards in those countries around Syria, enabling them to reach out and name Christ and providing those physical needs.
They're helping Muslims too, and as a result, the kingdom of God is growing. Get the details you need to make a difference at our website. Next, don't let your fears hold you back. Worldwide Christian School certainly isn't. Their director of global development, Elise Giles, recently returned from a trip to Lebanon where she visited refugees desperate for hope. Giles says despite normal fears of the 1040 window, worldwide is going. They found a practical way to spread hope economically and spiritually.
Worldwide Christian Schools is looking to get more involved in refugee camps. It's just an open door to sharing the word of God, and I think Jesus would be there, so I think that we should be there too.
Giles says you can pray the refugees will be ready to hear the gospel. And can you imagine being betrayed and abandoned by your family at 9 years old? Well, this happened to Sandeep in Southeast Asia, and he's been building death fires ever since. But Gospel for Asia's Bridge of Hope workers noticed him and started sharing the gospel and inviting him to school. He loves Jesus now and is continuing his education to become a doctor. GFA is introducing kids like Sandeep to a new future, and they could use your help. Go to our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the website link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.